جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو قد جاء مال البحرين أعطيتك هكذا وهكذا وهكذا فلم يجئ مال البحرين حتى قبض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما جاء مال البحرين أمر أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه فنادى من كان له عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عدة أو دين فليأتنا فأتيته وقلت له إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لي كذا وكذا فحث لي حثية فعددتها فإذا هي 500 فقال لي خذ مثليها Jabir radiallahu anhu says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, when the wealth of Bahrain comes, I will give you so much, so much, and so much. Hakada, hakada. The wealth from Bahrain had not come yet when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. When the wealth of Bahrain came, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu announced, if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made any promise to anyone, or any debt which he owes to anyone, that person should come to us. I went to him and said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had promised to give me such and such to me. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu filled both his hands and gave me. Then I counted the money, it added to 500 dirhams. He then said to me, take another double of that amount so that you get 300 folds. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had promised to the Prophet. So here you see the Sahaba radiallahu anhu fulfilling somebody's promise here, Rasulullah, for somebody's father, mother, somebody's had passed away and they had promised somebody something. So in this hadith we learned that we should fulfill it. The Sahabas were the most loyal people in the world. No human has seen the loyalty of the Sahabas towards Rasulullah. So Abu Bakr Siddiq said, then when Rasulullah, if he's promised anybody, come to us. Hazrat Jabir said this much. And how much do you sell? Hakada, hakada, hakada. I'll give you this much, this much, this much. So Abu Bakr Siddiq, this much. Right. Rasulullah said it three times. So he took that much, a handful, gave him this much. He counted 500. It's now three times that much. So you have one, another one, another one. It's 1,500 dirhams. Allah enable us to fulfill the promises that we owe to anybody. And if we love somebody that's passed away, our parents or anybody, and they promise something to somebody, this is what you call true love and true muhabbat, is to fulfill their debts or their promise. Even if it's a debt meaning qarz. And that's necessary, otherwise there's big trouble for the person inside the grave. But here, this was like a promise that Rasulullah made. He made a promise that when Bahrain Mal comes, but it didn't come in his life, he passed away. So the Sahaba fulfilled his promise. Allah enable us to follow in the face of the Sahaba. Allah give them the best reward. They set the best example for us.